you will be repeating the same cycle until you learn the lesson or change the narrative. Hey mama, welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast, a safe space to help you transform the way that you approach motherhood and life. If you're a mom struggling with self-worth, overwhelmed with overstimulation, looking to slow down, conquer mom guilt, let go of external pressures, or even embark on a spiritual awakening, you are in the right place. Let's break free from that survival mode cycle by waking up from autopilot and authentically embracing our inner self-love, trust, and connection. Imagine if every single part of your life was perceived through a lens of expansion, value, worthiness, self-awareness, and acceptance. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood and was always in my own head, never feeling good enough. I realized if I wanted to make a change, it started within me. And in finding that freedom, I've dedicated my life's work to helping other moms heal from the inside out to come back home to themselves too. So take my hand, mama. Let's set the foundation to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, belief, joy, love, and balance. If you are ready to weed the fluff, get to the root of cultivating real change, and feel connected to yourself on a love-rooted level, let's dive in and discover the power within you. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot, mama. Let's overcome together. Hello, hello, beautiful mamas. How are you? Welcome back to another episode of the Balanced Mom Method. Happy week before Christmas. I can't believe we're here. I can't believe it's a week before Christmas. How much stuff do you still have to do? Deep breaths here. Taking a deep breath with me. In through your nose and out through your mouth. It will all get done. It will be amazing. The holidays will be beautiful and simple and joyful and present and just encompass so much love and gratitude and just harmony and all the beautiful feels. I'm saying that because I also need to take those breaths. Like, we're a week before Christmas. I can't believe it. I'm so excited. There's still stuff to do, but I know with all of me, like, it will all get done. So I hope that you feel at peace with that also and enjoy this last week before Christmas. Amazing. So, all right, we haven't shared a review in a while. And tis the season, all right? Tis the season. So I want to get started by sharing a review for the show. And what Andrea wrote was just so, so sweet. She says, I was a guest, Andrea Herbert, on the Balanced Mom Method, and I absolutely loved my experience. Jenna is a beautiful example of giving ourselves grace and space as we navigate motherhood. What a gift this podcast is. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna cry. And I'm so grateful other mothers get to have access to an empowering mom like Jenna. Huh. Thank you, Andrea. Like, you were such a light, and I'm so thankful that we connected and that you were on the show. So just thank you for bringing yourself to this space, and thank you for sharing those kind, kind words. And mamas, if you feel ever so inclined, I would be so appreciative for you to leave a honest written review for the show. If anything resonates with you, how it's impacted your life, how you think it could benefit someone else. I don't know algorithms, but I just feel like the more that we talk about something, right, the more that we put something out there, it's gonna get in front of other people. So I'm so, so super excited that you're here. And I love reading about how you are on your way to your breakthrough. Now let's dig in to the show. So jumping into today's episode, it's a deep one, da da da, but like one really isn't an episode on the Balanced Mom Method, not a deep episode. Like, you could take it as deep as you wish, because this is our life work, right? How many times, I feel like I say that all the time, this is our life work, and I'm here to help you elevate. I'm here to help you come back home to yourself. And I really feel that this episode, it's just a perfect time to share, because like, we are in the thick of the holidays and the busyness and the burnout. Like, all those feelings, they're real. It's real. And your feelings, they're valid. Never, ever, ever feel that you have to shove those feelings under the rug or not feel something because you should be feeling this way or because it's a certain time of year. Like, I understand that. We have tools and resources and ways to work through that, but your feelings are always valid. However, it might be those thoughts that might not be accurate, because those thoughts are feeding those feelings, right? Those thoughts are what's keeping that mindset loop in constant spiral, right? So by acknowledging your feelings and hearing your thoughts, you can then get to the root of where those feelings are coming from by truly listening to what those thoughts are saying and how you're responding to those thoughts by feeling the way that you're feeling, right? Because we can always change the thought, which will then ultimately change the feeling. And this isn't easy work, I'm not saying that, but just to kind of paint that picture and kind of get that process flowing within your head. And another kind of way to think about this, I want to ask you a question, is how do you speak what you need if you don't know what you need yourself? I'm going to say that again. How can you speak out what you need if you don't know what you need yourself? This is deep stuff. This is our life work. You have to be willing to go inwards and take ownership. How are you feeling? What are you thinking? What is your emotional state, right? You could then tie that to what you're feeling to those thoughts. Okay, so maybe I'm thinking this. So it puts a feeling on it, or maybe an emotion on yourself, right? So then you're feeling this feeling. What feeling am I feeling? And then you can identify what that feeling is, right? You could then go back initially to that thought and think, okay, what is that thought that is making me feel the way that I'm feeling? What is that thought that's making my body literally vibrate in an energy to make me feel this vibration and this feeling of whatever that feeling or emotion is? So it starts with your feeling, right? And then you bring it to your thought, and then you put it to a need. So what is this need to be able to release this feeling and reframe that thought and raise that vibration? And all of our needs are different. And this is where that magic, that beauty, that acknowledgement and ownership of getting to that root for yourself. Like this, guys, like this is step one of the Balanced Mom Method formula. This is like the meat, the heart, the core of the work that we do within the Balanced Mom Method formula. And it's only when we take the ownership to change that thought, to take the responsibility, you know, of our lives, to change that thought, to be in alignment to your truth. And then you're going to be unstoppable. Once we acknowledge and take the responsibility for our lives, it's going to be hard. It's not easy stuff. And that's why the majority of humanity does not do it. They choose to be the robot. They choose to be unhappy. They choose to just go through the motions because they think that that's normal, and it's not. Let me rephrase that. I never want you to feel that you are alone in feeling anything that you're feeling. It is normal to feel the negative of things. It is normal to go through the motions, to be that robot, but it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be your normal, okay? That's how I should have phrased that, because I feel like we have this shame or we have this embarrassment in sometimes the way that we feel if we're struggling, right? But it's so common. So once you take that ownership, once you start to acknowledge, be like, okay, like this shit is hard. I know it is. And it's going to be hard to come out of it, but I want to. Like, how do I want to feel, right? Think of that. Like, how do I want to feel? Okay. And if you're not feeling that way, that's that bridge, right? And that's how I can help you too. And I hope that the show does help you in that too, because healing is a process. It takes time. It takes flipping intentionality. Like it's hard. So I'm going to kind of change gears a little bit and kind of paint a picture in a different way, because healing, there's many modalities of healing, right? So let's say movement, positive self-talk, you know, proper nutrition, chiropractic care, having a therapist, a counselor, whatever that might be, like whatever you need for your body to heal, learning what it is that your body needs, that's like magic, because people don't take the time to do that, right? It can be magical. And typically, the reason a lot of people don't do this is because we want a quick fix. We don't want to wait. We want something now. And I'm like so guilty of this, you know, like I have this vision, like I know where I'm going to be in 10 years and I'm like, well, I want it now, you know? So it's hard. Like we want that instant gratification. And we have been conditioned by endless advertising that if we, you know, do this, we will have that instant gratification. Like marketing, it pulls at our pain points, right? Even if it's like tying to like a positive or, you know, this is what it's going to be like, it's pulling at those pain points. We have endless advertising saying, if we take a pill, our problems will be fixed. Our problems will be solved. While some, you know, prescription medication does get to the root causes of things, most only treat symptoms. We put a Band-Aid on it. And we do, these pills do a wonderful job at putting a Band-Aid on that root cause, right? And it makes us feel like these ailments are solved. But it's only being chemically suppressed, right? Symptoms are being chemically suppressed. Symptoms, though, are the body's way of telling us that something needs to be, or that something's wrong, right? It's your body way, your body's way of communicating with you. Like, we have this built-in warning signal that our body has to help us to be able to heal and like alert us, hey, like we got to change something up here, right? Like a check engine light on your car. But if you don't know what's wrong, or if you're not taking the time to acknowledge it or be intentional with it, the same goes with our body. We don't take the time to get in tune with ourselves, to get in tune with our bodies, our feelings, our thoughts. It might be easier to run to that surface level quick fix and make it feel like we're solving something and it's saving us. And this was told like two totally different examples here, because, you know, one was really like about your thoughts and your feelings. And this was really like kind of calling society out and like how we are conditioned so quickly to put a Band-Aid on things. And this is not to point fingers. I am not putting any judgment. If you are on any sort of medication, I'm not telling you to stop, take that medication. Absolutely not. Continue on your prescription. Continue, you know, talk to your doctor if you feel inclined. I am not a medical professional by any means. This is just what I have experienced, how I have seen healthcare work. I worked in healthcare for many years. And I mean, we could just open our eyes and collectively see how advertising works. So that was all my intentions there were truly about the societal pressures and the societal taking advantage of us, like society taking advantage of us. So I want to share an example with you guys about kind of a little epiphany moment that I had. And it really ties into the feelings, the thoughts, the mindset loops, and how it like has negatively impacted me, right? And I having this epiphany moment of like, OMG, like this is, I think this was truly like a loop that I cut and reframed, and now it's a new narrative, okay? And this just happened today. So this is like fresh in my mind. So little backstory here is human design. I am an emotional authority. And if you are not familiar with human design, we had a guest on the show, episode 47, that talks all about human design. Carolyn is incredible. So I'm an emotional authority who needs, an emotional authority needs neutral feelings or emotions before responding. So I shouldn't be making decisions per se, like when I'm in a high or like a low. And I personally, when I heard that for the first time, I took it as a complete negative. Like, well, shoot, I'm not, you know, am I not emotionally stable enough to make decisions anytime I want? And that's so far from the truth. Like, it's just so far from it, because talking to a friend after I had my first human design reading, we weren't even talking about me being an emotional authority, but she was talking about one of her friends and how she's so inspired and has learned so much from her friend who is an emotional authority, because she knows herself and her energy so well to know when to make a decision or when to just kind of ride the wave or when to lean in or when to kind of sit back, like all those things. Like, she knows her energy well enough. And it was just kind of like a little bit of like an aha moment, like, oh yeah, that is kind of true, you know? So it was kind of, you know, starting to change my perspective a little bit, because I felt that way too. So now fast forward to this morning. This morning, okay? I am in a little bit of an overwhelmed state. Jace, we're all sick, right? Tis the season, bless. I hope I'm sending healing, healthy vibes to you right now, because tis the season, especially if you have little ones at home. So we have been sick the past like 3 weeks, kind of just, it's been going from one to the next, to the next, to the next within our household. And Jace was home from school for a week. And he just went back to school yesterday, and I'm just in this catch-up mode, right? Like, I feel like the aftermath is always more like, it's harder obviously than being like in the sick. That's my feeling, at least. I love like snuggling my babies all day, obviously making sure that they're okay, but like I would choose them any second of the day. But like that aftermath is hard, right? So I'm trying to play catch up. I'm trying to disinfect the house, wash the sheets, you know, finish health insurance enrollment that's due today, tax prep, call back all my missed calls that are all like, they were, some of them were very important, like business type, you know, calls, and figure out, you know, Christmas plans with family, like just, you know, the usual in this sickness season, doubled holiday season. So in that, you know, kind of overwhelmed state this morning, I had a wonderful call from 8 to 9, but kind of right after that, I was just like, whew, okay, here we go with the day. At some point in time, I missed a call from my mom. And when I noticed I missed the call from her, while I was already kind of still frazzled and trying to like figure out what's that first thing I'm going to, you know, tackle, I call her back. Not sure why. Like I should have waited a little bit, but hindsight now. So how do you expect that my energy was? Low, cranky, overwhelmed. Like I wear my emotions on my flipping sleeve. And like I could tell her energy changed the second that she answered because she felt mine, right? So even though, and I felt so bad. So even though I know, like everything's gonna be fine. I'm gonna figure everything out. Everything's gonna get done. It's okay. Like we all have those moments like, oh my gosh, I just need a second to breathe, right? It's hard. So I talked to her for a couple minutes, get off the phone, instantly feel guilty that I didn't give her, you know, any sort of good vibe, like any good energy. I didn't give her the best of me. Like I was just short. So I text her after I just hung up with her. I text her, apologize. Then thoughts like, oh gosh, I should have waited to call her when I felt, you know, in a better state and kind of got some things, you know, under my belt for the day. So I go over to Jaylen and just ask her for a hug. And she's, you know, just starting to talk. So she gives me a big hug and a kiss. And we're sitting on the couch for a minute or two. And this epiphany, like slap in the face message comes in. And that's truly like how I ask for my signs and like my answered prayers or like direction. I ask like my spirit team, God, slap me in the face. Like I slap me in the face with, you know, the direction or this answer here. So anyway, it was a complete slap in the face sign. Just a complete connect the dots. You know, everything's finally coming together. I hadn't thought of this emotional authority in a while. And it just came to me so clearly. And then the conversation that I had with a friend, you know, a while back. And then the conversation I just had with my mom, you know, a little bit ago, like, whoa, like it was all so full circle. An emotional authority responds with her true self when she's in a neutral state. She responds with her authentic self when she's in a neutral state, not a high high and not a low low. And I know why I initially took that as a negative. But when like I'm in a low, like I maybe was this morning, you know, like how do I neutralize those feelings to calm down? This is where we need to get to know ourselves well enough. And if you're a different authority, you also still need to get to know yourself so you know how you will respond and how you innately respond, right? So I've done this work here and I know me enough. Well, I mean, funny now, like I say that I know me enough, but like I didn't connect these dots yet. And being able to neutralize my feelings is like hands down quiet time and alone time. And I feel like everyone, that is for everyone, but I know it's not. So it's just crazy. So how we're all so different and that's so beautiful. So by me, I mean, it doesn't have to be a lot of time. Like that's why I call it my Fiverr. Like just give me five minutes and I'll be good. You know, I just need that little bit of time to literally reset. And what am I struggling with lately? You know, with two young kids, just getting over sickness, two businesses, holidays, end of year. I'm struggling with finding that quiet time and alone time, time to be with my thoughts, time to be solely with myself. So I'm struggling and feel like a chicken with my head cut off, you know, in these sporadic moments because I'm literally working against how my body innately processes. Like it was just this profound, so clear discovery. And I was instantly in a better mood. Like I said a little out loud prayer, you know, in gratitude and like just thanking God. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is like monumental, right? So then Jaylen and I, we worked out, you know, I was literally shouting like affirmations and like speaking, just like there was just so much truth in like this message that came in. And, you know, while I was lifting and working out and Jaylen's just giggling at me, and I kid you not, within the next hour or two, two incredible opportunities arose for our family and my business. I got two phone calls that both had me in tears. Like this is serious stuff. Like our energy is everything. How we feel, how we think, how we be, it's everything. And I wanted to share that example with you because Like, I have low lows. Like, we all have low lows. We're all going to feel those negative feelings. So this isn't to, you know, say like that you're never going to feel down or you're never going to feel overwhelmed or you're never going to feel stressed. It's how we respond to it, right? So I'm like giving you the permission to release the guilt, to release the shame every time that you're in a funk. Because that's something that I've really been trying to work on lately. And like what I just shared above, right? Like, I'm laughing at it now. So I was on the verge of tears because all I wanted was just an hour, just 1 hour to make phone calls, answer emails, get a little caught up on things. Like, it's so silly, but my feelings were so valid in that moment. So when we take that time to acknowledge these feelings, to acknowledge these thoughts, we can then dig deeper to uncover if this is a recurring narrative that we keep telling ourselves, and a recurring narrative of how we're responding and how we're acting out, and a recurring narrative to what's being brought back to us, right? And if so, we can start to replace that talk, that those feelings, those thoughts, those actions, we could start to replace that with something else. You will be repeating the same cycle until you learn the lesson or change the narrative. And like, mic drop, I feel that to my core. And I feel if we are open to acknowledging not faults or negativities about us or bad qualities or traits, because we are so beautifully and all divinely created. But when we can acknowledge and accept something about ourselves, to maybe accept a lesson or accept, like, I know me and I know how I get overwhelmed. Like, I know those triggers. So to be able to even lessen them or how to respond to them or how to act around them when they do happen. Like, those are the lessons. That's how, you know, like I said, like, I cut that, you know, cord and I changed that narrative and I made a new neural pathway, right? So it's so powerful. And I'm just like in awe as I'm like verbally expressing this. I hope that you benefited from this episode as much as I did, just kind of verbalizing this and like getting it all out. And someone got home from school a couple minutes early. You want to say hi?
Hi.
Jace John got home from school early.
Yay.
He was banging on the door. The bus dropped him off and Bill started barking. And I was like, what is going on? He was 7 minutes early. Oh my goodness. Very thankful the bus just drops you off right at the door. But have an amazing, beautiful, wonderful Christmas and holiday season, my friends. My mama is sending love to you all. Sending so much love and light and joy and peace and confidence and gratitude and hugs. So many hugs. And if this show or this episode resonates with you, please consider leaving us an honest written review. That is the number one way to thank me or the show or show me that you're truly enjoying listening to the Balanced Mom Method podcast, because it means that hopefully this show will be put into more moms' hands, in front of more moms who need this message, who needs to hear the love and the light of the Balanced Mom Method show. So until next week, as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to find your peace, feel in balance, and embrace self-love, trust, and inner connection within your life. We're sending our love and light.
What was it?
Whatever you want.
Goo-goo-gay-gay.
Oh my gosh. Bye.
Did you find this episode relatable and compelling? Please give my review.
Thank you so much for spending this sacred time with me on the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I am sending you so much love and covering you in light, praying this episode has helped you in some way. And if it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a written review sharing how it's impacted your life. It truly lights me up hearing how you are on your way to your breakthrough. And also, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling, to remind her that we are never alone and to help give her that empowerment to take that first step. And be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our motherhood empowerment community, and if and when it feels good to you, learn how we could work together to help you reclaim your power, mama. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.